today. Today is a solemn and sad day. For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the President for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House will act expeditiously. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, December 13th, 2019. Welcome to Day 1058. The House Judiciary Committee voted over Republican objections to advance two articles of impeachment, accusing Trump of abusing his power and of obstructing Congress. In back-to-back votes, the Democratic-controlled committee adopted each charge against Trump by a margin of 23-17. The Judiciary Committee spent 2 days debating the articles, including a marathon 14-hour hearing yesterday, which Chairman Jerry Nadler abruptly recessed before midnight last night without a vote.
The committee will now stand in recess until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., at which point I will move to divide the question so that each of us may have the opportunity to cast up or down votes on each of the articles of impeachment, and to let history be our judge, the committee is in recess.
Mr. Chairman, there was no consulting from the minority-ranking member on your schedule for tomorrow, in which you just blown up schedules for everyone. You chose not to consult the ranking member on a schedule issue of this magnitude.
So typical.
This is the kangaroo court that we're talking about.
She's outrageous.
It's more Stalin-esque than
unbelievable.
Not even consult.
Just Stalin-esque. Let's have a dictator. It was good to hear about that.
10 a.m.
Unbelievable.
Deliberations today lasted less than 10 minutes. A full House vote is expected next week, and if either charge is approved, Trump would become the third American president in history to be impeached by the House. On Twitter, Trump remained defiant, insisting that he had done nothing wrong and calling Democrats, quote, the party of lies and deception, end quote. Mitch McConnell, meanwhile, said there's no chance that Trump will be removed from office as a result of the impeachment trial once it reaches the Senate. McConnell added that it wouldn't surprise him if some Democrats even broke ranks to vote in favor of Trump, calling the case so darn weak.
I would be totally surprised if there were 67 senators to remove the president. That remains my view.
McConnell and the White House have agreed to coordinate their plans for the trial.
And we assume we're going to see two articles of impeachment, both of them pretty weak stuff. And everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel. There will be no difference between the president's position and our position as to how to handle this.
McConnell has said that he will end as soon as he has 51 GOP votes in place for a final vote. Quote, we know how it's going to end. In D.C., Rudy Giuliani was seen entering the White House just as the House Judiciary Committee was voting to approve the articles of impeachment against Trump. Giuliani, seemingly unfazed by federal prosecutors probing his business dealings or by the Trump impeachment inquiry, has escalated his push for Ukraine to conduct investigations. Giuliani recently traveled to Ukraine to interview officials and gather more information, and has promised to create a report on the findings of his trip. It is not clear if Giuliani was meeting with Trump at the White House. Trump's senior aides, meanwhile, have continued to restrict the number of administration officials who are allowed to listen in on Trump's phone calls with foreign leaders since his July 25th call with the Ukrainian president was revealed. The transcripts of Trump's calls with world leaders are also disseminated to a smaller group of people inside the White House than before. Moving on, more than $20 million of the military aid that was supposed to go to Ukraine still hasn't reached the country. $20.2 million of the Pentagon's $250 million portion of the aid is still sitting in U.S. accounts, undermining one of the key GOP arguments against impeachment, which is that Ukraine eventually received the aid despite the hold placed on it by the Trump administration. The letters sent by lawmakers to Defense Secretary Mark Esper and other officials asking about the continued delay remain unanswered. The Trump administration released a trove of heavily redacted documents that contain the first communications between government agencies in the U.S. when they first learned that the military aid to Ukraine was withheld earlier this year. The documents, the result of a Freedom of Information request from the Center for Public Integrity, include email conversations between the Deputy Comptroller at the Department of Defense and White House Office of Management and Budget staff, as well as spreadsheets of financial figures which appear to be related to Ukraine. But the documents are so heavily redacted that most of the details about the conversations and exchanges remain unclear. Moving on, Trump agreed to a limited Phase 1 deal with China to halt the ongoing trade war. Trump said the 25% tariff that he placed on $250 billion of Chinese products will remain in effect, but the 15% tariff that he put on another $120 billion of products in September will be cut in half, down to 7.5%. A new round of tariffs scheduled for Sunday would also be canceled as part of the deal. In exchange, China said it will increase American agricultural purchases by $32 billion over previous levels over the next 2 years. Back in D.C., a federal judge rejected the Trump administration's request to delay a lawsuit against Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross for defying congressional subpoenas related to the handling of the 2020 census. Barr and Ross were held in contempt of Congress in July, and the House Oversight Committee filed suit last month to try to force the administration to turn over the subpoenaed records. And finally, the Supreme Court will hear 3 separate cases regarding whether or not Trump can block the release of his financial records. 2 of the cases involve subpoenas issued by House committees seeking financial documents from Trump's accountants and 2 banks, Deutsche Bank and Capital One. In the other case, the court will decide whether Trump's accounting firm, Mazars USA, is required to comply with a grand jury subpoena obtained by the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, which seeks nearly a decade's worth of tax returns and other financial documents as part of an investigation into hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, who claimed that they had affairs with Trump. Oral arguments are scheduled for the court's March session, with a decision expected by the end of June. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.
Let's have a dictator. It's good to hear about that.